beast saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
Well, greetings everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB. Glad to have you in here tonight on the Late Show. Got a great one for you tonight. How does the New World Order bring in, without anyone knowing, what's happening to its nation, its people, or the people of the whole world at a large, because this is a large operation. It's got to be very well thought out. Well, if you look at some of the strategy that could be used to bring about and implement a new world order underneath the feelings of the people that would be against it if they could see what was happening. But, you know, until you trap the lion and get him where you can handle him or control him, he's a dangerous animal. But once trapped, then he's compromised. And a lot of times, the things that are needed to trap an animal is food. Food is one of the main things that the New World Order will do to trap the lion, the United States. Now, we have the insiders that are determined to bring about a two-pronged approach. And to do this, they're going to use American money. Right now they're printing it like it's going out of style, and for good reason. They're not going to have to pay any of it back. And then to know how to build up your competitors while at the same time using devious strategy to weaken and impoverish the United States at equalization. The goal of the New World Order is not to bankrupt the United States. Rather, it's to reduce our productive might and our standard of living, to bring the meager substance level of the socialized nations of the world to equalization. In other words, the United States has got to come down. Have you ever gone into these modern grocery stores? I mean, they're filled with everything. But have you ever noticed that most of it is not American? I mean, look at Brazil grapes. Go have some grapes in the grocery store. See if you can find some. Have we quit growing grapes in America? I mean, you can't find any. Especially of the seeded kind. You can find all kinds of seedless. These are hybrid. They're not worth eating. I mean, it's awful. Look at the tomatoes. Chili and wherever. Have we quit growing anything in the United States? Did you know that right now, this is worldwide, maybe this is why we're having to import, but 50% less growing of food now at this point in history, 50% less than what we were some years ago. Right under our nose, their goal is being met to restrict our production, raise the production of the socialized nations, China. About everything is made in China. It's embarrassing. And yet we run and buy it like it's going out of style. We got to have that foreign-made product. in America. It's sold like it's made in America until you turn over the backside. They put it out of sight. About everything that we get today is foreign made. Now, look at the world unrest tonight around the world. Have you ever? Where's this coming from? I mean, it's almost like the world has gone crazy overnight. And yet, it's not. It's a well-orchestrated plan of destruction, especially of the United States, to reduce our productive power down to third world status, and then the game plan is to use population, energy, food, financial controls as a method of people control, which will lead steadily and deliberately into the great merger of a new world order of all nations becoming equal. Henry Kissinger, one of the Zionist proponents of a new world order, has declared that his goal is to create a new world order. Now, he was probably the most powerful man in America, and probably has been for the last 50 years. But he works behind the scenes or as a spokesman or whatever. His wisdom is sought after with the media and the press. It's Kissinger's belief that by controlling food, one can control the people, and by controlling energy, especially oil, one can control nations and their financial systems by placing food. And if you notice, all these oil producing countries that are now rioting, it's about food. They can't get nothing to eat. They're literally starving to death, and their dictator leaders are sitting in their penthouses with billions of dollars siphoned off into these foreign accounts. Are they placed there? And you see, most of these countries are proven friendly to the United States. Isn't that strange? I think the only country that's probably deemed as unfriendly is Iran. That's only because they know what the plan of the New World Order is. And it's being controlled and operated in the two most powerful countries in the world, England, Great Britain, and the United States. These are supposed to be the Aryan people's nations that should be a blessing to the world. Instead, we've become look at the United States. England has been broke and been out of shape and no power since its decline. And yet, it's the richest nation in the world because everything that's been siphoned off from this nation is going to a controlled management place in London, England, where the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the Blue Bloods are counting the finances, trading into silver and gold. Now, if you notice that common sense tells us that a Rockefeller-controlled subject such as Kissinger would not be setting up an international control system which takes assets from the Rockefellers and give them to someone else. Obviously, the game plan is to take other people's assets, that's yours, and put them under the umbrella of a Rockefeller Rothschild behind the scenes world government. And this strategy has got to bring a crisis route to bring forth the New World Order. In other words, create chaos, create hunger. You see a hungry family, a man will stand in line. You know, remember the 1920s? Well, did you know there's 50 million people today that is using food stamps as their only source of ways to procure their food? It's the crisis route. Create a world crisis around the world, stir up trouble, let man's heart be fearful, let the times dictate. We've been brainwashed to the point that we run into the living room, we turn on the television, tell a vision, and they tell us a vision of what we should do. And somehow we are programmed through the television to act like they know we're going to. It's a crisis that is made up and is stated in the plans. They want you to know what they're doing. You're more likely to follow if you know a little bit of the plan. We've got to get control of our own minds. We're like robots, the last people to be destroyed into this world dictatorship is the people of America. We've been a proud, well-armed people, but that's going to change. You say, well, I've got it all figured out. I'm getting silver and gold. I'm trading all my assets in. Well, the baby boomers that's just retiring with their 401ks safely banked away, went to Wall Street, they were put on the futures markets and squandered away. Now, Wall Street was broke in 2008. We bailed them out with borrowed money from your children. We stole your assets from your bank boxes or your accounts, whatever they, you know, conjured up for you to have. Now they took the better portion of your savings, at least 60%. Now you've got 40% what you have got left. 60% went to the house. It's like, well, we'll take care of you. Trust us. Bring your wealth and put it in our bank. Like a bank is a safe place? Well, I can't bury it in a jar and put it out in the yard. Everybody would see me digging it up every once in a while because I have to go in and count it every once in a while. We're caught up in materials. They know that. And the way to control you is to have you to be hungry. You go to the store, you see a lot of stuff. You don't realize that it's no longer your stuff or your neighbor's stuff growing in his little orchard or vineyard. I mean, come on. Are we crushing our grapes into making winos out of all of us? Isn't that one of the prophecies in the book of the Bible where it says that we will become alcoholic winos? No wonder. This confusion, this not knowing what to expect from day to day, we are slowly slipping into a complete world dictatorship, a new world order. So these agents, like, they're brazen enough to tell you what they want to have, and they are hopefully and gleefully looking toward the day, they tell us. And so these backdoor approaches to world order is through control of food and water. Did you ever think of water become an issue? Well, boy, I'm telling you, the future here, we're not going to have enough water to grow food, let alone have the will to grow it. Now, if you look at the International Monetary Fund, by all these CFR representatives that are make up the controlling factor, the lapdogs for the New World Order, as they gather up all of the wealth and have been doing this for the last 100 years, and now we are at the mercy, are going to be soon, of the food distribution centers that they're going to set up. You're going to beg for your food or you're not going to get any. You're going to sign on the dotted line or you're not going to get any. You say, but buddy, that's ridiculous. Man, the grocery stores are just bulging with food. First of all, the food that you get out of the stores mostly is not like it used to be. I have to warn you that. It's GMO'd for your taste buds. The excitotoxins that they put into the preparation of getting this food. Look at the most obese nation in the world. It's the United States. Our children are nothing but little ponchos, stuffed to the gill, can't get enough. That's the way they want us. Because we will pitifully beg for our food before this new world order comes in. And it's the United States, ladies and gentlemen, that will be at the mercy of this world order that's being installed right under our nose right now. What you see in the Middle East, what you see coming up is, again, a third world war, a reduction of a population, a starving mass. We already have 1 billion people every night lay down hungry in a land that you wouldn't realize it, because here in America, we only eat a little over half of what's on our plate, and the rest of it goes into the garbage pail. Other nations would beg clearly to have our seconds, what we leave on our plate. We are blessed. We have been blessed. But the upcoming world famine will include, by design, the lowering of the bar for the United States of America. We've got to be brought down to third world status, and we will be. Our infrastructure is done pulled out from underneath us, and yet we're still walking with no concern. We're running to and fro, seeking rest. The only thing that we're worried about is now that they're after our... Look at the teachers. Look at the states. This is spreading. This is a plan that they have put in operation, long planned, that the policy control is to literally bankrupt your accounts, steal it out from under you, and put it into a world bank, if you will, or give it to your competitors as the plan that I'm discussing tonight, to make the other nations stronger or to raise them up and bring you down to their level. Once at a third world level, I don't know where you've noticed this or not, but American taxpayers are paying more taxes, and yet there's the word tax is not there. They've learned how to remove the word tax and put it in subtle ways that you wouldn't recognize it's a tax. I mean, we've got the congressmen and senators up there, and we owe right at $20 or $25 trillion to the world banks, controlled by these few families on earth, with 2% of the world's wealthiest people controlling 98% of the wealth. And you think, whose favor is this in? For the people and by the people? I don't think so. That went out the window a long time ago. You may still believe that. But America will not escape the fact that we will be begging for our foodstuffs within 20 years. It's part of the plan. It's part of the world takeover. It's a part to leave out Yahweh, the Creator. Our religious worship centers have now become nothing but rubber stamps or lapdogs for the controlled New World Order. Well, if you want to have a tax-deductible organization, you've got to sign up and do what we say. Well, did not the church world, through the World Council of Churches, which entered into the United Nations in 1946 and 47, that the gathering was here in America, right where they needed to begin to push into our face every day the obligation of the United States, which is to serve the world, to be the policeman of the world, to meddle in the world, to become the beast from the lamb stage into the two horns of the beast of Revelations 13. A dictatorship modeled after the communist Russia, China, Venezuela, Cuba. Don't you think we could have changed the political scene in Cuba just a few miles from our shore? And yet, Castro, the old rascal, is still living. He's outlived 8 or 10 presidents, I don't know how many, that he's gone through giving them the finger. He surely hadn't danced to the music of the world's most powerful men, the presidents of the United States, who are nothing more than Marxists in sheep's clothing, openly allied with China and the Soviet Union, where most of our grains winds up feeding rats and going to waste, and 1 billion people lay down hungry. The U.S. reserves of food and grains are already being depleted. We are at our lowest level in recorded history in decades. Russia and the communist countries abroad have quietly been using part of their massive purchases of bargain-priced American grain to build up their stockpiles. Crews of U.S. and foreign ships carrying U.S. grain to Russia and China and India have been told by these communist dock workers that every third or fourth shipment of U.S. grain is being placed in permanent storage facilities as a part of the national reserves of our enemies. While we, at least $200 billion in such aid has been similarly squandered to more than 125 nations, including more millions now going to members of the OPEC cartel. While they have quadrupled oil prices to pay for all of these giveaways, the insiders who run the show have been using printing press and inflationary money to add hundreds of billions of dollars to the national debt. Yeah, they're going to balance the budget when donkeys fly. This is not the plan to balance the budget. It is to create chaos. It is to bring chaotic conditions to the world, especially in the West, to have us to bow the knee and lower, beg for our food like other countries have done. We're no longer the blessing to the world. We are the curse, because we got somebody running this ship. And America's agricultural system is now a joke. We have instituted price supports. We paid farmers to land bank all of our growing. We give them the subsidies, while a farmer today has to spend at least $500,000 to $1 million just to buy the equipment to operate his farm, to sit back and take a lesser subsidy to put our soil in banks and not grow things, not to grow food, paying men not to grow food, and our farmers have been duped or forced that the agricultural state of America which is now a disgusting situation, as now the big co-ops have forced the farmer, the regular farmer, into bankruptcy. And here we sit, ready to accept a famine in a land of plenty. I'm telling you, with 40 to 50 million of the regular Joes on food stamps, You can tell all those people. You'll see them in the grocery stores with their buggies plumb full, running over. See their little pot-bellied children, tag them along behind them, getting free food. These are the things that we're falling for. We don't even have to work for them. We just have to sign up and become little test tube volunteers to carry out the intention of swallowing the poison of the New World Order. Yeah, we're in a time of trouble. We're fighting over water. We're fighting over land. We're fighting over what kind of seed that is shoved into our hands. And you're sued if you use the wrong type of seed. The world, which stands overpopulated in these backward nations, have to be dealt with. And before they can deal with these, we must become under a dictator's rule and be the type of people that have no choice but to accept socialism. You can see it right here in America being taught in the universities for the last 25 or 30 years. We have nothing but communist, socialist teachers at the university level and a government. Socialism always creates the ultimate imbalance between the number of people living and their food supply. Look at Russia. 50 years ago, people stood longer in lines waiting for a handout under socialism than they did working in the fields to grow their crops. They gave their rights away. They gave their guns away. America is following the socialist path. Not for redistributing wealth, is which they want to give the unions the money. That's the lie that Lenin and Trotsky had told the people in Russia. Ask the old-timers in Russia. There is a new economic order that they are using in their population conferences, calling for this new world economic order to spread the wealth. Let me see here. Spread the wealth? You know, that smells fishy when 2% of the world's population control 98% of the wealth. Something's wrong here. They're asking you to give up your wealth, to give up your life, to give up your liberty, especially here in America, and we're going to be appointed before this is over with, ladies and gentlemen. America is going to fall. They're bankrupting as I speak. They're borrowing money like it's going out of the stock, and they're only doing this because they are creating and exploiting this by the socialist, the communist agenda to create a new world order with those 2% riding the back of the beast that they'll create. And these are the demonic demons that are now in control of the world. They're restricting the rights of people every day. You're charged more to live. Look at the food prices. and you think something ain't going on. See, they do this by hand-feeding you information through, well, we're going to establish Medicaid. We're going to give you social standards to live by. We're going to guarantee you that everybody, not just the rich. See, this is a joke. It's the rich trying to buy you off by promising you something that they know they're not going to deliver on because they're going to kill you when they get total control. They've already started with plans implemented many years ago. They've just ratcheted up the time because they know they have a short time to get this done. Who do you think initiated the funds to establish these abortion clinics around the world? They knew that it was going to be the middle class, white, middle of the roaders that would fall for this because they've convinced them that, you know, having children is a drag. You need to be a career planner. You need to go out there and gain your fortune. You go out there and work your fanny off to finally retire with your nest egg. And you look around and somebody's got your nest egg through taxes, through hidden causes, through planning to steal, kill, and destroy you. And we believe that these bureaucrats in Washington, whom you didn't even hire, and you can't even fire them, they tell you how to run your business. They tell you where your children will be bussed over across town to school. What products that you can purchase. What foods you can and cannot eat. It's only a matter of time until the dictocrats tell you how many children you're permitted to have. And by the way, the plan in 2014 is to take your gold. What? Yeah. All your gold and silver, probably gold standard first, you will be asked for to bail out the country in this bad shape. You will be asked to turn in your gold. They will make it mandatory. So you're just saving the gold. This is what they ultimately would want. They want to jack up the price. You buy it. They make the money. And then they have an executive order to gather up the gold at a settled price. And so there you are. You're reaped off again. You can't win. They've got this in such a way that you try to outsmart the fox when he's already in the hen house. Now, if you look at the elite and their ways, their families and their foundations, the way that the Council of Foreign Relations, the 300 Committee of Rome. America is a large, diverse nation. It's taken them 100 years to complete the scaffold which will strangle freedom, and you will supply the rope and pay for it, and you will be ordered to attend, and you will really think that they're doing you a service because they brainwashed you and your children, and now you can't resist the power that you have given them So then you'll go along with the plan. And the Bible says, they shall wander after the beast and be deceived, going about deceiving and being deceived. Time will come, you can't buy and sell. It's coming in a land of plenty where there's nothing here. What have you ever seen lately that's made in America? I mean, some of these companies that do make things, they do it with a almost like, oh, look here. Believe it or not, we made something in America. It's getting bad. It's already bad. It's getting worse when the time will come that people will actually kill you. They'll put a contract out on a certain group. It'll be ethnic cleansing at its best. If you think that Gaddafi, which is hiring mercenaries to come in and shoot his own people, because he seems to me like he's a cocaine addict, high on something. The man is an absolute nut. But he works for the New World Order. Yep, that's right. He's a New World Order guy. And ladies and gentlemen, it is so sad that we're having to contend with these days when we are now merging into one nation or one people, where they will all have to beg for their food. All the talk now, all the action, food protests, riots, have swept into 20 countries just overnight, including Egypt. Don't you think it's strange? Price hikes. I mean, look at your, if you don't have a food card, man, you walk out of the store having to pay out of your pocketbook, and you just feel like somebody's robbed you without a gun. Ladies and gentlemen, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Club, they can afford to pay. They've stole your money. Yeah, they can eat high on the hog. They can probably eat organic foodstuffs that are not grown out under the skies. I saw a detailed map of the whole United States. It's online. Anybody can go see it if you would like to have the site. Just to click on chemtrails, and you're going to be swamped with the evidence that they are filling the sky with poison. And they're doing it on purpose. Of course, they're going to cite national security or whatever. I've heard all kinds of excuses. Well, it's to make HAARP more potent. HAARP's been potent, and it don't need no help. These earthquakes, which was prophesied in Matthew chapter 24 and Luke 21, they didn't need no help. They got plenty from man's own hands, which the Bible says it recognizes that it's man that's destroying the earth. It's not Yahweh. Yahweh knew that there'd be a last day event where Satan would make a bold move to microchip the population, bring in a one world super imperialistic power. They would first bring chaos got that going. We lived through that. We got the global elite now eating high on the hog, and here we are eating the GMO food. I look for stuff in the grocery store. I very seldom ever read labels until I begin to think something's going on. What you eat, you can't get full. It doesn't give you any energy. You're just lifeless. You want to lay around. You've got no spunk about you. Males becoming more feminine. Females becoming more masculine. That's their plan. Even the McDonald's Happy Meal hamburgers that you buy for your children, and they won't even decompose. They're so full of junk. It's awful. These cable leaks, the WikiLeaks, they call them. Man, it's telling on the nations what they've done. Guess who's at the front and bearing the brunt? All these are helped by Israel, and they were released by Israel to bring the world into a compromising, exposing, where that they can bring things to the food table that you're going to eat. They know you're going to eat it. And there's a lot of food that shouldn't ever pass your lips. Farmed meat. What does that mean, Pastor Buddy? I just wish you could see some of these farmed meat products that they put out and wrap up and looks real good. I just wish you could see where they come from. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a shame of what we're having to bear and endure with this food financial crisis that we have here in 2011. We're right here. World food inflation is smashing down on the world's population as prices drastically rise and foods are more hard to find, especially foods that are good for you. And so people have to get by with less to eat. I've known of old folks that are living on dog food because they can't afford the other foods to buy. China pulls out $100 billion out of its almost bottomless pockets and purchases grain to feed its billions. Why wouldn't they? After all, increasingly the worthless paper that they are getting or giving for this foodstuffs with the inflation and the price of wheat up 78% over the past 12 months. How do you like that? It's going higher. The price of wheat up 78.13. Boy, you've been better to invest in wheat market than you would in silver and gold. Gold didn't go that high. Long after that, the price of wheat keeps going up to where it's going to cost you at least $5 to $6 for a loaf of bread, already at three something. Good bread. You can get the and get the white junk for $1.50 a bag, and get the better version for twice that, and that's $3 or better, and it's frozen, like the Ezekiel bread. I'm telling you, the price of a loaf of bread, what about the price of gasoline? What do you predict that gas will be in, let's say, July when everybody starts on vacation? Well, right now, it's a barrel of oil is gone from about $55 here in the last 2 months. It's now $107, jumping that quick. It's coming to the pump near you. They're engineering this dramatic chaos that we've got around the world. Of course, they're going to use anything to jack up the price, to literally squeeze you like a lemon until you have no choice but what they offer to you with the weather gone wild. 43 inches in 2 days in a neighborhood. 39 inches. 56 inches. 17 inches. This was in Korea. Ladies and gentlemen, unusual weather patterns. Global warming, I guess. But ladies and gentlemen, a loaf of bread, you'll be thankful to get a loaf of bread. In a world of plenty, they're creating a world of need. And you're going to experience it in your lifetime because the plan has been implemented. It can't turn back. We've got chaotic conditions. We've got weather out of control. We've got foodstuffs that won't grow. And it's a food emergency with millions of American people heading to food banks for the first time in their lives. You're going to see people there that have never been there. It's going to be common. And you'll be get there first or they won't be anything left. We have starvation in the United States. The poverty line is $1.25 a day. If you live in poverty, you risk starvation and death. It's important to pray about this and to look up because it's going to only get worse, ladies and gentlemen. You'll see the planned effect. They've been chipping away at America for the last 65 years. And now that they feel very confident that they are in control, let it be known that the game is to depopulate, to bring a food emergency, financial emergencies, to where you'll have to dip deep into your pocket. Your pleasure will end. No longer will you be able to take your vacations and see the world and go to Disneyland, which is nothing but these little rat traps that they build around the country to draw dad and mom at the invitation of the children to soothe them. Children become unthankful and unholy and unrepentant. Even today, I gotta go. Tonight, I've enjoyed being with you. Praise Yahweh. I just hope and trust that you can see what's coming. tonight by Brother Paul up in the great state of Michigan. And I would that you give him a call, 1-800-253-2748, by Brother Mark down in the great state of Mississippi, and Bud and Edward, both of those in the great state of Mississippi, down south in Dixie, where hearts still call out to a Savior, a Creator, coming soon to judge this world and to destroy them that destroy the earth. I hope and trust and pray that He comes quickly and that we won't have to suffer. Maybe your best bet would be taken out and wait for His coming. Praise Yahweh. Nevertheless, stand still and you'll see the wrath of the New World Order imposed within the next few years, to the point where they'll take your guns, they'll take your silver, they'll take your gold for food. You will trade in your guns for food. That's a proven fact. Other countries have done it. It's worked well in Australia. Worked well in Russia. In China. You see, you can't protest. You can't throw stones over there against bullets and tanks and things of this nature. America is the best armed militia in the world as of now. Within 20 years, it'll be probably the poorest prepared people, because people are sleeping on. They're not going to wake up until it's too late. We love you tonight. Yahweh bless you. And we'll see you again tomorrow night. That'll be on a Wednesday. We'll be in here at 10 o'clock on WWRB 3.185 with a new frequency tonight. Got a call from up in upper part of Illinois tonight, and it said it was coming in good on 2.390. Along with 5050, both frequencies. He checked and said they were coming in good. We hope and trust that they're coming in good where you're at. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. Keep us in prayer. We need your help. And come Saturday night, we're going to make an urgent appeal for our brothers and sisters around the network that can help us on our chapel, the King's Gate Chapel. We are right in the midst of a financial crisis. We need your help to get the building complete. We got a festival coming up here in May. We need some finances to get the septic system in, get the roof on, to get the inside painted, and we solicit and we appreciate what you can send. Just earmark it. Say, Pastor Buddy, this is for the chapel at the King's Gate.